Pastor Josh Hester joining us for the Morning Munch. And it is time, once again, for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time. And we are joined this week by Pastor Josh Hester from Vision Ministries. Josh, I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Absolutely. Yesterday, we read a little bit in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and just kind of like what happened after Peter preached, and there was great repentance, and 3,000 were added, and we see this great generosity and the spread of the Word of God, and the believers that are devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to sharing of the bread with one another and fellowship and prayer. And then we kind of see kind of something else happen here that transpires in Acts chapter 4. We're going to read verse 32 through 34. And so I'll just give you a little background of Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 2, you have preaching, you have people that are cut to the heart, you know, you have the emotional attachment to, man, I need to move, I need to do something with what I've heard. And then in Acts chapter 4, you've got persecution. They're throwing, you know, they're arresting the apostles, they're telling them not to preach in the name of Jesus, they're flogging them. So you got persecuting in Acts chapter 4. And then let's read what happens at the end of all that. In Acts chapter 4, verse 32 through 35, it says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's grace was powerfully at work in them all. I love that, how it says their grace was powerfully at work. They were there, there were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put them at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need. So you see some things that kind of transpire that are real similar, both in Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47, and then also in Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 35. You see the believers, they're all, there's this togetherness, there's this, hey, we're in this together, there's this unity, this common union that's happening among all the believers and all the apostles. You see this great generosity that happens in Acts chapter 2, where they're distributing and giving things. And then you see it also in Acts chapter 4, where they're selling their stuff and they're giving it to all those who are needy. It's really cool. You have in Acts chapter 4, you have persecution, you have bold preaching, you have bold prayer, because right there before 32 through 34, man, they pray and they're like, Lord, you know, consider their threats and give us great boldness so that we can keep doing what we're doing. And the scripture says that where they were together was shaken, that heavens heard their prayer, and there was actually a physical shaking that took place where they were at. And it says they were filled with Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God boldly. So I have the threats and push back and then kind of shrink back. No, they pushed forward. And so through persecution and through everything that was happening to them, they actually moved forward. And so you see in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4, you see that there's growth that happens on a rapid scale. And so even through COVID-19, even through all of the things that we've seen, man, we can do one of two things. We can either kind of shrink back, kind of like what I was talking about yesterday, where I said kind of Barna research is saying that, you know, 40% of the church who normally go to church on a regular basis right now, they haven't been attending online church or tuning into anything for any kind of spiritual growth. So you have some people who kind of shrink back, and then you have others that are leaning in and pressing in even through a dire circumstance and saying, God, I want to grow. God, I want to continue moving forward. God, I need you. And so I just want to just continue talking about just this verse just a little bit more. So you have persecution, you have bold preaching, you have prayer, you have Holy Spirit infilling, you have great generosity. And then it says this, and it says they testified with great power. There was a demonstration of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Paul says this. He makes this bold. It's one of my favorite scriptures. And he says, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And I kind of think of, like, you know, when we are preaching, when we are sharing, man, when God is at work, when there is a demonstration of God actually doing something, you don't have to be like a used car salesman and try to talk somebody into like a good deal, like, hey, come to Jesus and you get this good deal. No, man, you actually experience God. You actually experience the presence of God. You experience, you know, what God is doing. Maybe you actually see God actually changing your life, changing your family's life. When there is a demonstration of the Spirit's power, when it's demonstrated and it's seen, you don't have to get talked into a good deal. No, you actually experience it and you're like, man, I need to change. Or maybe your family sees you changing, or maybe you see your family changing, and there's a demonstration of God at work around us. And that's what the apostles, that's what they were willing to die for, because they said, we've actually experienced the resurrected Christ. We've seen him with our own eyes. We've touched him with our own hands. And that's, friend, that's what we need to see again. We need to see a demonstration of God being powerfully at work in our lives and in the churches. And I believe God is doing it, and I know that he's doing it. And I know that there's listeners that are tuning in today that have experienced the power and presence of God, but we need the world to be able to experience what God is doing, and then we need to be in this together. I believe that there is great generosity that is happening among the church. I've been absolutely incredibly overwhelmed at seeing how God is working in our own church and hearing all the great generosity that's happening all across our city with food pantries and people doing that. And I'm just absolutely encouraged. And so I just want to continue to encourage our listeners that even through this, even as we're going to be moving back into having live church services again, friends, don't press back, don't shrink back, press forward even through all of this. Man, your growth is, it's from your heart leaning in and saying, God, I need more of you and I need to continue moving forward. So I just want to encourage our listeners as we are kind of reading through the book of Acts, seeing with the early church how they press forward even through persecution, and that we would press forward even through the midst of our trials and what we're going through today.
That's a good word for us, Josh. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Father, we thank you for how awesome and amazing you are. And God, we thank you that, Father, you have just given us everything we need for life and godliness. God, you've given us everything we need to live a life that honors you, that pleases you, and God, that's according to your word. And I just believe that, Father, you are stirring something in our hearts, God, to press in and lean in through all of this. God, I thank you that we would have great and generous hearts, Father, not hoarding a bunch of stuff, but actually being generous in this season. And Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. God, we thank you that, God, that you are still alive. You're still on the throne. God, nothing has changed. And we grab a hold of the great grace that you offer us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Pastor Josh Hester joining us from Vision Ministries. Pastor, tell us about Vision Ministries.
Well, Vision Ministries is a church. We are a multi-generational and multi-ethnic. We have two locations. We have one in downtown Toledo, historic South Toledo, urban church that my wife and I planted back in 2006. And Pastor Earl is our campus pastor there. And then we have another location, which is in the community of Waterville. And we've been in Waterville. It's a newer church plant for about 3 years. And that's where I primarily do a lot of my preaching is at that location. But I do go to the other one as well. And so at our South Toledo location, we do what's called Vision Kitchen. I'm sure maybe you have heard of it, or maybe you have a bit of part of that. And if you have served at Vision Kitchen, we want to say thank you. We've been just so amazed at how good our God is through all the generous people that have come through Vision Kitchen, who served through Vision Kitchen. If you want to find out more information about our church, you can go to our website, which is vision.today. Or, hey, you can go to our Facebook. You look up Vision Ministries Toledo, just type in Vision Ministries Toledo. We have a Facebook page. You can do that, or follow us on Twitter or any of the social media stuff. We're on all of it. You can find out information, what's going on, and just kind of see what we're doing.
Excellent. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's an honor.